B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Let's talk some football issues with our next guest. He joins us every Tuesday. That's why we call it Tuesdays with Sal, the preeminent NFL reporter for ESPN. We saw him on the field digging in to all the great interviews post-game. Let's bring Sal Palantonio in here. Hello, Sal.
Yes, he is brought to us by Conkerville Nissan.
Thank you. Sal.
Michael, thank you for having me on the show. How are you?
Good. How are we feeling today after that weekend of football where you were right in the mix?
Yeah, you know, life comes full circle, right? From Andy Reid in 1999, uh-huh. 20 years later, getting back to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting story. It's definitely the most compelling story of the 100th season of the NFL in Super Bowl 54. Chiefs in the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years, and Andy Reid gets another shot at a title.
Yes. How did you find Andy?
Well, you know, he's a different guy. Mm-hmm. He's obviously evolved mm-hmm. as a coach and a person. I was there last year when they lost, and you probably remember, but I was on the Tuesday right after that game. The ESPN asked me to stay mm-hmm. the day after. It was also Martin Luther King's birthday, and I stayed an extra day, and I visited with Andy in his office, and he was on the doorstep of firing his defensive coordinator, Bob Sutton, and mm-hmm. then reaching out to Steve Spagnuolo, mm-hmm. realizing that, you know, time is about to expire on this long-running experiment, and he needs to make those kinds of big decisions. But here's the bottom line, Michael. Second week in a row, Patrick Mahomes II bailed him out, rescued him, came to the rescue.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. He's a dynamic player. It's an interesting Super Bowl in that this is this offense with speed versus a defense with speed. It's really the two best teams, I think. And, you know, with all due respect to the Ravens, I think we got a really good matchup here.
Completely agree. I think Mahomes is the MVP, not Lamar Jackson. He's obviously a more complete quarterback, can throw the ball with much more accuracy, especially on the run. Than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a run-first quarterback. The Tennessee Titans invited him to run, and Patrick Mahomes made them pay. But he can throw it, and he can run it. I think I'm going to flip the script on you a little bit. I know I'm going to call you next week from Miami. We will have a special report on this program next Tuesday from Miami. I will have visited with both football teams when they arrive, and we'll go through it line by line. But I actually think this sets up pretty well for San Francisco's offense.
Mm.
I do. My early look at it, Mike, I think the way Kyle Shanahan designs and executes that run game, it's hard for anybody to stop, especially a Chiefs defense that's not all that big and mobile up front. They don't have a sideline-to-sideline guy in the middle. Anthony Hitchens is good, but he's not great. I think you can move them off the ball. The Titans certainly did. The past two games, the Chiefs got beat up in the first half, and Mahomes saved them. If the Chiefs get down to the Niners in Super Bowl 54 in the first half, it's going to be tough for Mahomes to come back against that defense. So I think the whole game is, and even Reed said it, after the game, we got to start out fast against the Niners. We can't start slow. You look at his body language and his facial expressions on Sunday in the first quarter, he was peeved. He yeah. understood. He really looked at him. Come on, Mike, you saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, he understood, oh my gosh, what's happening here? And then the young magician just took over.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Let me ask you a question because people are talking about this question. It's the Andy Reid Hall of Fame question. Does he need to win the Super Bowl to get in the Hall of Fame, or is he already a Hall of Fame coach?
He needs to win the Super Bowl.
Does he?
So, okay. As you know, I was on a Centennial Selection
yes.
Committee,
mm-hmm.
and I am a permanent voting member of the Hall of Fame Selection Committee, one of the 46 voters. So I was just in a Centennial meeting 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And we had eight coaches on the docket, and we picked two, Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher. And we left off the list guys who have won Super Bowls, multiple, Mike Shanahan, Flores, Holmgren, Vermeil, a lot of guys who have won Super Bowls or multiple Super Bowls. And it was said best in the meeting. I want to see who's, not by me, but by a very respected member of the committee. I want to see if he's won titles and how he's done against superior competition in the playoffs. And the playoff record is not good, 1-5 in championship games with no title. To me, I know the deliberations in the meeting, and I know the docket and how there's people lined up waiting to get in. He's going to have a hard time convincing people that he deserves to go in the Hall of Fame without a Super Bowl title. So I think he's got to win one. And I think he's got to win one pretty soon.
Interesting. All right, let's shift it to the Eagles before I let you go here. Coaching search has been kind of slow. I know. What do you think they're doing here? What do they want?
I think they're confused. I think, they don't know what they want.
That's not good.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's pretty simple, as I said last week on this very program. It's pretty funny, too. I was in a Wawa on Route 38, right across from NFL Films. I pull in, guy in the gas station, pumping my gas. I heard you say it. Got to be Deuce Daly, Sal, pal. I heard you on Mikey Miss, 5:15 on Tuesday. Totally agree. Then another guy in the car waiting for his gas says, totally agree. Got to be Deuce Daly. We heard you, Sal, pal. To me, it's a slam dunk. You got him there. The players respect him. Peterson is already going to call plays. You already have the offensive line coach, Stoutland, designing the run plays. You see Staley on the sideline. Who's the only one with any passion or emotion on the sideline? It's Deuce. The players respect him. I think they got to pull the trigger. I don't know why in the world they would go after Mike Kafka. He doesn't have any more experience than Deuce. And
Why do you think they haven't named him yet then? Like, what are they, are they waiting for somebody to fall on their lap?
Give me somebody.
I don't know. I don't got somebody.
You got somebody?
Wait, is it Jim Caldwell?
Well, okay. Jim Caldwell. Veteran. I would take Jim Caldwell. Sure. I could see that. But he's been available, and he hasn't been hired.
Interesting. What this deliberation's going on.
I would say confused.
That confuses me. That's not good.
Sure. I think, listen, if you had an idea that you were going to fire him, you have to hire him because you know there's six guys out there trying to fill their staffs. And all the good ones are going to be grabbed. Now, you've got a chance to coach Carson Wentz in Philadelphia and help a Super Bowl winning coach like Doug Peterson. So you would think you would want to come here. Now, Kafka, they would have had to ask permission for him to go to get interviewed. But that permission never came. That request never came to the Chiefs. And the other thing, too, is you got to think, if I'm Kafka and I'm on the doorstep of going to a Super Bowl, maybe I got a little bit more leverage if I win one.
It's possible. Yeah, he's a better job.
But, you know, if you, I'm always of the thing. I'm always like, if you're thinking of firing somebody, you better have a plan of who you hire before you fire them. I that's always been my. I don't care what walk of life you're in, right?
I mean, right?
Am I right about that?
Yeah.
You don't just fire your talk show host unless you've got an idea. Okay, this is my guy. I'm bringing this guy in.
Mm-hmm.
He's cheaper and better and younger, or he's more experienced. He's got better ratings. Or yeah. I know I can improve what I'm doing before you even pull the trigger. Because why? Because your leverage is reduced to zero once you fire a guy and you haven't hired somebody.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's where we are. So I'm going down to the Super Bowl, Mikey. I'll call you from Miami. We'll talk Super Bowl. But my early line is, I think if San Francisco wants to run the ball, they will run the ball.
I kind of like the 49ers, I'm telling you.
I kind of like the 49ers a little bit.
Yeah, I do too. That minus one is telling me all I need to know. All right, Sal, pal, have a great week. We'll talk to you.
Like him a little bit. Talk to you from Miami, Mike.
All right, bud, see ya. There he is, Sal, pal. Yeah, talking about Kafka, they wouldn't have needed permission there, right? Because that would have been a promotion for him.
Yeah.
I think he got... Yeah, you know, these guys have agents. I think the agent got the feedback. They weren't really that interested in. You don't like to get turned down for a job.
That's weird, though. So why request it? I don't know what they're doing. I'm concerned.
It's weird.
And they have to coach up young players because they're going to have a much younger roster next year. So position coaches are going to matter. Talent matters, but you got to coach these young guys up.
Take a break. We'll come back down the home stretch. Mike Mussinelli Show, Radio TV.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.